clean energy advocates earned a victory yesterday in Ohio. The state legislature had passed a bill to delay requirements that utility companies increase their use of wind and solar power. However, Governor John Kasich vetoed the delay. Now, 5 years ago, the cost of those requirements might have been untenable, but today, the price of renewable energy has dropped dramatically. In fact, in 2016, the price of solar finally became just as cheap or cheaper than fossil fuels in more than 30 countries. That's according to a new report out from the World Economic Forum. Michael Drexler is Senior Director and Head of Investors Industries at the World Economic Forum, and he joins us now by Skype. And Michael, first of all, when we say the price of solar and wind, what exactly are we talking about? Can you put a number on that?
Of course. What we're talking about is production costs per megawatt hour. And basically, over the last 10 years, 10 years ago, solar would cost around $600 per megawatt hour of energy generated. It's now come down to about $100 per megawatt hour, which is pretty much on par with coal and natural gas at the moment.
What's driving this dramatic cost reduction then?
So it's really a story of technological innovation and scale. So firstly, technology in solar cells in particular has developed massively. Essentially, generation efficiency has roughly doubled. And then, of course, as more and more of these cells get manufactured, you get manufacturing efficiencies and economies of scale. And those two together really have driven the price down.
Now, your report says that this dramatic drop has happened in 30 countries, but it does not include the United States. Why is that?
It does not include the United States because there's currently limited capacity installed in the United States. And then the U.S., of course, also has had the shale revolution. And so the cost of gas is still very low in the U.S. compared to other countries. And so solar will take a little longer in the U.S., to reach parity across the whole United States.
I see. So it's fossil fuels are still very cheap here because of what you said. But do you anticipate that solar will eventually reach parity in the United States as well?
Yes. No, I think that's the general consensus, not just from the World Economic Forum, but from pretty much all the energy researchers out there, is that over time solar will catch coal in particular and natural gas, even in the United States. The time horizon for this will probably be the next 10 to 15 years.
10 to 15 years. So that would be in terms of cost, though. Are you seeing in these countries, for example, the 30 countries now where the cost between solar and non-renewable sources is now equal, are we seeing a surge in the percentage of the overall energy mix going to solar and wind?
That, of course, is a question of policy as well as investment and costs. So a lot of these countries still have energy mixes that are tailored towards the fossil fuels. Some of them, like Germany being the best example, have started to tilt the energy mix towards renewable and have set targets. But whenever you have an established energy system with a large number of investments in a certain technology, of course, that technology will still carry on for a while because of the investment that's already been made, and the installed base is still very large for fossil fuels.
Well, Michael Drexler is Senior Director and Head of Investors Industries at the World Economic Forum. We have a link to their report at our website, hereandnow.org. Michael Drexler, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much, Meghna.